What is going on, guys? TJ here alongside Matt to bring you, yes, it is back, the NBA. We have basketball back, Matt. I'm super excited. Unfortunately, we only have a two-game slate to start it off with this weird NBA season that we will be continuing down in Orlando from the bubble. But hey, basketball's back, man. Super excited to dive in. But before we touch base on that two-game slate, I do want to go over what we have down in Orlando in the playoff situation that is transpiring. We have 9 teams in the Eastern Conference and 13 teams in the Western Conference. Top 8 from each conference obviously make playoffs. Now, the NBA threw in a little twist here, and it is that if the 9th seed at the end of these 8 games that every single team is going to play is within 4.5 games of the 8th seed, they will play a mini 2-game series. Now, in that series, the 8th seed only needs to win 1 game to advance to the playoffs. The 9th seed needs to win 2 games to advance to the playoffs. So it's a little twist here to the NBA season. I mean, as it's already been crazy enough, they're going to throw this at us. I love it. Matt, I don't know if you feel the same.
Well, as a Spurs fan, I love it because it gives us a realistic shot at the playoffs. Kind of like the shortened season for the MLB with the Orioles. I mean, technically, we have a shot, right? No, I mean, it really does. I mean, I think it's going to be a blast. I can't wait to sit back and watch the games. I know you're going to be live streaming them at work. You have to be, right? Like, there's nothing else to do at work. So, But, I mean, it really is. I'm excited for it, and I'm just really excited to have NBA back in general. I want to talk about what kind of stats we look at, what kind of breakdowns we normally do for videos. If this is your first time to the channel, by the way, please hit that subscription button. Please hit that notification bell. And, of course, guys, show up to all of our live streams because we will go live before lock. If it's just me in the middle of the day, we have some weird slates. I know some of them are at 2:30, some of them are at 6, some of them are at 7. It's a little bit all over the place. But again, we're going to be covering every single slate. I know the very first slate is more of a buzzkill than anything, kind of like the first MLB slate because it is a 2-game slate. But I think we have a 7 to 9 game slate. I can't really remember. Yeah. But it's a big slate, and we'll be back to normal for those NBA slates. So, real quick, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's basically like we have a Christmas Day slate.
That's a good point.
For the next, 12, 13, 14 days, those 2 weeks. So, it's definitely going to be interesting.
Yeah, and then not only that, we'll be breaking down all the slates in the playoffs, which we'll see the Spurs facing off, right? Playing up the bracket time, there.
I mean, Memphis is up 4 games on the 9 seed. I mean, 3 games on Portland. So it's going to be tough sledding for your Spurs. But hey,
there's always a chance.
All you need is a chance.
So let's go ahead and switch gears and start looking at this slate right now. We have 2 matchups here. I'm going to switch over on my screen. TJ, you can't see my screen, but I'm switching over to the Vegas totals. We have the Jazz projected at 110 over-under and the Pelicans at a 112.5 over-under as of right now. Of course, this is this can change in the morning. Clippers are 105.5. The Lakers are at 109.5. So right off the bat, you guys know we like to look at the Vegas spread. The Vegas spread dictates a lot of the chalk usually. That is without injuries. But the big curveball we have here, and because of the whole coronavirus thing and with it just being in a very long season and the players still sitting, not sitting, some people are not showing up to the bubble, people are inviting strippers into the room. It is crazy, okay? So we have a lot of injuries here on the very first night. We have the Clippers, TJ. We have Montrezl Harrell. You have to correct me if I'm wrong. Harrell. We have Lou Will. And then who else am I missing?
That is it so far.
Okay, that's it. And those are two big...
Bev is a maybe right now.
Bev is a maybe. So that team right there is going to draw a lot of the chalk. One thing, guys, we have to look at before jumping into anything is usage. And what usage rate is it dictates how much a player is involved on offense, how much he gets the ball, how many he gets shots up. We can go ahead and break down the formula right here in front of you, but it would just take days, okay? It's a really long formula, and essentially it shows you how much a certain player is involved in the offense. One of the most important things to look at when looking at NBA stats, because again, when one player is out for an injury, another player's usage is negatively impacted or positively. So again, those are all great things to look at. We're going to have TJ talk about that in just a second, but just looking at Vegas odds right now, we have the Jazz and Pelicans, if you guys remember back to the earlier part of the season. target the Pelicans, right? Any team playing the Pelicans, high over-unders usually. And quite frankly, 112 seems a little low to me. I mean, the Jazz really do play at a pretty good pace. They have at the beginning of the season. Historically, we know that they haven't. But again, 112 is a little low. So I do expect this to hit the over. I expect a very high-paced matchup here between the Jazz and the Pelicans. And then flipping over to the Clippers and Lakers, we have a very competitive matchup that could easily go over. So two great matchups. It's going to be a great kickoff for the NBA restart. TJ, you want to go ahead and start talking about, let's just jump right into the Clippers. How does that affect their usage, and what is that going to look like as far as chalk?
So we got the Clippers here on this two-game slate. We have three guys that have left the bubble due to family emergencies. We have Lou Williams, we have Montrezl Harrell, and then we have Patrick Beverley. I know Harrell's back, as is Bev. Lou Williams, though, unfortunately left for his grandfather's funeral, and on that night was seen in the strip club with Jack Harlow. So tough look for Lou. He is in quarantine for 10 days, so he will be missing this opener against the Lakers. Montrezl Harrell has actually been ruled out as well, and as I stated earlier, Beverly is now a maybe, so a game time decision. We had Joakim Noah into the mix, who got signed by the Clippers over this quarantine. Don't forget, Reggie Jackson is also a Clipper now. With those guys off the court, Paul George at 7,200 is way too cheap. Gets a 3.1% usage bump, averages 1.34 fantasy points per minute, garnishes 33% usage rate, and is a 6 on our sheet. So, Matt, definitely a good play. He's obviously going to be chalky. And, again, a lot of these guys are going to be chalky because it's a two-game slate. It's pretty tough to differentiate yourself when there's a limited amount of games. But in terms of cash, Paul George is the guy I'm looking at. And you know, all these teams down in Orlando have had a couple games to, try and get their feet up under them and their legs up under them. But no real clear rotations, minutes, anything like that. So it is going to be tough to see out of the gate if these guys like Kawhi, you know, Kawhi's projected. Matt, I think you had him at 33. I was seeing 30. I could see Kawhi playing 26 because a team like the Clippers are pretty safe in the playoff run right now. So I don't know if there's going to be as much urgency in these 8 games. So we're going to have to wait and see how these first couple games kind of play out before we get like a clear and concise picture as to how teams might handle it. Like a team like the Pelicans are the 10 seed. They're on the bubble. They're going to come out aggressive. We know that. They're going to come out flying. They need to. They need to win games down in Orlando to make playoffs. A team like the Clippers might not have as much emphasis coming out of the gate. So we're going to have to wait and see rotations, minutes, like I said. But yeah, Paul George going to garnish ownership for sure at 7,200. He's way too cheap. If Kawhi does see 30 minutes, I definitely don't hate him. Doesn't really get too much of a usage bump, already a usage monster at 33.5%, but averages 1.47 fantasy points per minute. So definitely a good play as well. I'm also looking at a guy like Jamichael Green at 3,500. Played a significant amount of minutes in this little preseason opener for the season down in Orlando. Projected at 22 minutes right now, and at 3,500, actually gets a 5.6% usage bump with Lou and Trez off the court. Averages 0.96 fantasy points per minute. He's a 6'4 on a sheet, Matt. So Jamichael Green is another guy that I'm really looking at. Patrick Beverley also, if he does play, I love him at 4,100. And yeah, I think that's really it for me right now with the Clippers.
I just wanted to touch base on a couple things and just kind of piggyback off some of your points. So if we look at the price tags on Paul George and Kawhi, I mean, just $2,000. We know from earlier in the season that these guys were pretty much priced the same when they were both playing full minutes. Not the case now for some reason. So a significantly less amount on here on the price tag for Paul George, $7,200, to Kawhi Leonard's $9,200, which automatically means, as we all know, Kawhi Leonard then becomes a GPP option or more of a leverage spot to Paul George. Paul George projected at 54.5 ownership, the highest on the entire slate. We're lucky enough to have some ownership projections here on the right side of the screen if you guys want to take advantage of that. Reggie Jackson here, 23.4%. If we keep going down the list, one person, TJ, that surprised me earlier in the season, a good GPP option, Marcus Morris. I mean, Marcus Morris surprised a lot of us coming and just killing it in his role, his new role. He's $4,700 right now. He got up to $6,000 earlier in the season when he was playing for the Clippers. So I really do like him here. If he's getting those 29 minutes, you alluded to, we don't know how many minutes these guys are going to get, but if we see somebody that's going to play a normal amount of minutes, somebody like Marcus Morris could step into that picture. And sure. the new ad here with Joakim Noah could get some run here. I mean, Magruder all the way down here. All these guys make for really interesting GPP plays just because of their upside and potential minutes. So I really do like the Clippers as a whole. I like them for cash, at looking at the top between Paul George and Kawhi. Reggie Jackson is even cash viable. So, again, a nice mix of a good GPP and cash option team.
Yeah, and I think if Bev does sit, that makes Reggie Jackson ultimately lock two in cash. So.
Sure. We can flip over to the other side of the ball, the Lakers. Do you have anything? I mean, there's a lot of question marks from what we gathered here. I mean, Anthony Davis to the locker room already, right? So he has something wrong with his eye apparently.
It's all the time, man.
Yeah. So I mean, we're in full season form already. First game back. We don't know what's going on with him. Obviously, if he is out, I don't know if you have values for them yet, but I can go ahead and we can give you a rough overview of that. If Anthony Davis is out, guess what? LeBron James all day, every day. He's going to be more chalk than anybody on the Clippers, probably. LeBron James is going to garnish the highest ownership by far. Danny Green, all of these shooters we've always talked about on the Lakers. Somebody like JaVale McGee gets a huge usage boost. Actually, it's literally something like 10% usage boost. And as far as his minutes go, I mean, he usually plays between 20 and 25 minutes. JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard coming off the bench, usually plays about 20, 25 minutes. Not as much as in the usage department as JaVale McGee, but still a great play. Then we look at, all these shooters you can pretty much pick from the bag here. Is Kuzma out? Game time decision? Of course he is. Caldwell Pope, game time decision. So, I mean, there's a lot of question marks here. And before this slate does lock tomorrow, be sure to check on our live stream and we'll give you guys a rough overview of what to expect if any of these guys are ruled out. Anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, we're adding J.R. Smith and Dion Waiters into the mix here for the Lakers. Both signed over this last month. I don't think their minutes will be significant. Also, you know, the Lakers lost Rondo at the beginning of the teams going down to Orlando. I feel bad, man. The guy worked out. He worked his butt off. He got in a great shape. I mean, he took quarantine serious, and it's unfortunate that he will miss the remainder of the season. So that's a pretty tough hit for the Lakers. Just means more ball handling for LeBron. But yeah, if AD sits, obviously Kuzma at 4,500 becomes very appealing for cash. A guy like Caruso coming off the bench at 3,700 definitely draws my attention. Danny Green, 3,500. If he's playing 26 minutes, I definitely like him. Doesn't really carry too high of a usage rate, but 0.75 fantasy points per minute definitely isn't bad at that price tag. I mean, Dwight Howard off the bench, too. I mean, you know, we got to wait and see what's going on with AD and Kuz also, like you stated. And then I think we can have, you know, some more concrete decisions. But as of now, for cash, I mean, I'm not really drawn to any of these Lakers. If anything, I like the Danny Green price tag. I definitely like Caruso. And then, like you said, LeBron at 10-7. The Greybeard, he's going to be on a mission, and we know that. So, yeah. But like the Clippers, these two teams are 1-2 in the standings. So who knows, you know, the minute restrictions they'll be on for these 8 games. Maybe they're going to take it easy on guys like LeBron and AD in these first couple, and then those last couple of their 8 games that they're playing, they'll ramp it up, you know, for playoffs. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens. But for now, not really drawing too much of my attention for cash.
You know, it's kind of funny because this LA Clipper and LA Laker matchup is very intriguing from a spectator standpoint. However, if there were no injuries in this matchup, I would not be looking at this matchup whatsoever for DFS, because the Pelicans and Utah are the next two teams to talk about. Like I said, target the Pelicans whenever you can, because we already know what teams can do to them. They have zero defense, literally zero defense. So looking at Utah, we have Donovan Mitchell at $7,000 for his price tag, which he was usually around that price point, but again, 53.9% ownership, which I believe is the second highest on the slate. So he should be fairly chalky. Up-paced game. Obviously, you're going to go with a superstar in an up-paced game, the most popular player on that team. People that benefit are going to be Jordan Clarkson at 4,200. Of course, depending on his minutes right now, he's projected at 27.25. We know he is a make-or-break type player. Definitely GPP viable as well. Rudy Gobert. You know I didn't like Rudy Gobert earlier in the season because of the $8,000 price tag, but even him at $7,100, I mean, he could definitely be an intriguing option, especially
if he's... I don't like him because he started the coronavirus in the United States, but continue.
Yep, well, there's that whole issue, so we'll see how players treat them. We'll see if they treat him like anything like the Astros have been treated so far this season. So.
Very true.
Yeah, so 45.7%. What's that?
Nothing. I was going to say maybe Zion hits him with an elbow up high or something.
Yep. We have Conley here, 6,200, 30.5% ownership as well. I mean, all these guys are going to be decently chalky, and all these guys are going to carry higher ownership just because it is a two-game slate. But if you're going to talk about cash plays, it's going to start with Mitchell. Clarkson are going to make the lineup. And then if you look down at the Clippers and the Lakers, I think those are pretty much going to be your fillers. I haven't even switched over to the Pelicans yet. But again, target players against the Pelicans, so Utah is definitely going to be some filling spots. TJ, what do you have to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Jordan Clarkson, 4,200, projected 28 minutes, 25% usage rate since he's come over from Cleveland. So definitely a guy I'm looking at for cash. He's a 6.33 on our sheet, so definitely sticks out for me. You know, Donovan Mitchell at 7K, I feel like that's a little too cheap. If he's going to get 34 minutes, he'll definitely carry ownership. This is the game to target, I think, for cash, just because, you know, pending the Clippers news with Bev, because of that over-under. I mean, it's 10 points higher than that Clippers-Lakers game. I think the Pelicans are going to come out flying. Again, they're the 10 seed. They need to win. They have to win probably at least 7 of these games, I would say. They probably need to go 7-1, maybe 6-2 to have a chance to make playoffs. They sit 28-36 right now, chasing the 32-33 Grizzlies. So they need to come out flying, and they need a lot of luck. So, you know, I'm sorry. I just started talking about the Pelicans when I was talking about
Utah.
It's
perfectly fine because it's a good segue into them.
See, and this is how excited I am. I don't know I don't know what's left, what's right. I just want to talk baskets. But, yeah, Utah sits fourth, so I did lie to you there. The Pelicans are 10th. But Utah, definitely cash viable, but the Pelicans are the guys that I really like.
All right. So, I mean – talking about the Pelicans, they actually carry a lot lower ownership. I mean, we can go ahead and just say this for cash. I'm not on board. I mean, there's nobody that's going to be a lock for me as of right now, just with all the injuries from the other games. Right now, it says that Zion's a game-time decision. Of course, if he is ruled out, we know what that looks like. Load up Brandon Ingram right at any price tag. Right now, he's at 8,300, so that's a little expensive right now if Zion plays, obviously. But if he does not play, then Brandon Ingram becomes a very good option. Is there anybody that you would play for cash, or do you just fade this game, or do you fade this team completely with the current, if Zion Williamson does play?
Yes and no. Obviously, if Zion's out, yeah, load up Drew Holiday, Ingram, Lonzo, all those guys, Derek Favors. Even, I mean, if Nicola Melli starts, that's huge at 4K. But no, man, I was just alluding to when I was pretending that the Pelicans were the Utah Jazz. The Pelicans are the 10th seed. They probably need to go 6-2, 7-1 to have a chance to make playoffs. They got to come out flying. They got to be aggressive. They got to hit shots. They got to make plays. So I definitely think this might be a team that I want to target, maybe more for GPPs, but I'll definitely have some guys from the Pelicans for cash. I'm really looking at Ingram at 8,300. I feel like with or without Zion, but again, this all predicates to what's going on with the rest of the guys on the slate, injuries, who else is going to sit. So there's still so much that could unfold from now until tomorrow. We could get positive COVID tests, so the whole nine yards. But yeah, I think this game is the higher over under, so definitely one that I want to target.
All right, so that's a good segue into this point, guys. We are punching in values 24/7. Literally, TJ has his real job, but on the second screen, he is punching in NBA numbers based on the injuries that come out throughout the day. Sends them to me. We upload them to Patreon. If you guys are not a Patreon user, you're going to need to be a Patreon user this season, the last remainder of the season for NBA, for MLB, for all the sports that are back. Again, we cover every single sport on Patreon. Okay, we'll show you the leverage spots. We'll show you the usage rates. We'll show you the updated everything. And on top of that, you get to talk to TJ all day, every day, right, in the Discord chat. So
yeah.
I know that might not be appealing in itself, but it is. We have a lot of... you have a huge community to just talk DFS with you guys and get, you know, those opinions out and get lineups built all within a growing community, guys. So, again, $20 a month, the best value in the industry by far. So, I'll go ahead and end it on that note. TJ, do you have any last thoughts for this slate before we go ahead and wrap up the video?
No, I'm just pumped for basketball tomorrow night. Can't wait to get this season started or finished. Can't wait for playoffs. And yeah, man, I'm just looking forward to it.
All right, and here's my punchline. With all that being said, guys, have a great rest of your day, great rest of your night. And if you're viewing this in the morning, have a great rest of your day, and let's cash.